Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field, too, when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase & Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase & Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
What's up, everybody? This is Fred Smoot, and you listen to Redskin Talk.
Mr. Case Keenum, can we borrow you for a moment?
Hey, what up, everybody?
Hi, I'm Ryan Kerrigan. This is the Redskins Talk Podcast with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody?
This is Landon Collins with Redskins Talk Podcast with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? J.P. Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. We are brought to you by the good folks, Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. Hope you do the exact same thing. We are just 48 hours, so we're all going to be down in Richmond. Jay Gruden's press conference will happen Wednesday, 3:30 or so. We're going to be all over it. That's once players report to camp, to open training camp. It's going to be wild. My good friend John Keim is going to be there. Keim's also with me right now. What's up, dude?
Hey, man. How are you? Can't wait.
I am good. I can't wait either. Obviously, the big news of the day is one of these things where we live in this news bubble where all news is big news. NFL Network, I believe, and maybe others have reported that Trent Williams will not be opening training camp with the Redskins on Wednesday. He might come later if he comes. I saw this news, Keim, and it was almost a yawn. I think we all expected this and kind of saw this one coming.
Yes. I mean, and I had been told last week when I talked to somebody, they said, I was asking if, you know, if he was going to be there. It's like, no. And then it was like, well, it's still kind of up in the air. And then, you know, and then talking to other people, I would have been surprised all along if he had showed up. Especially for the start of camp. So no, it's funny because I always don't like saying, well, it's not a surprise, because it always makes it seem like, well, you know, we know everything.
Right.
But you and I have both been saying that for a while, from the standpoint of we would both be very surprised if he showed up for the start of camp.
Right. I was on your podcast, the John Keim Report, last week, and we had kind of the same conversation that my expectation is that he will rejoin this team. I think it'll be after Richmond once they're back in Ashburn, which is still 3 weeks before week one in Philadelphia. I mean, there's still ample time. That's just a gut feeling.
Yeah, and I still think that would be the case. And I think from Trent's standpoint, this is the best leverage he's going to have for probably the rest of his career. So and I'm not going to say it's all about money, because he hasn't come out publicly and said what it's all about. I mean, I know the medical stuff. I've heard a lot about that. But nobody has told me that, oh, well, he would never take a new deal or anything like that. And I'm not saying anybody who's reported that is wrong. That's just I haven't been told that. And the bottom line is this: if it is about a desire to get something more, this is the best leverage he will have.
Right.
And so, yeah, I would – my thought would be, and I think we're probably in line with this, is that while money may not solve everything, I think it would help assuage some feelings in this case.
Big time. I think so. There's a couple factors. Trent just turned 31 last week.
Right.
He hasn't played a full season, I think, in 4 years, right? I don't think he's played a full season since actually going all the way back to 13, because there was
I think it was 13 is the last year he had.
Right. One of them he was healthy, but there was a suspension. So you look at those two factors. There's 2 years left on his deal. Next year, there's hardly any guaranteed money on there, and the team could get out of it for less than a $2 million cap hit.
Right.
I think if I'm Trent, I want some at least some guarantees thrown into that season so that that none of this looks different, if not additional years and a bigger money deal. I don't know that that will come. I think the way this gets solved, and as you used the word, I only know how to say it in the past tense. Is it assuage?
Assuage.
Is that the present tense?
It's just a passive. Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah.
I think cash in 2020, some guaranteed cash in 2020, is the best route to assuage Trent Williams for whatever occurred. And let's be clear, I don't know how mad he is and what happened, and I don't know that cash is the answer. But I know, just as a human being, that, you know, typically emotions tend to fade over time, but financial things can make a much more obvious impact now and in the future.
Yes, and that's why I'm kind of along the same lines with it too. There are a couple other factors with this as far as the leverage goes. Let's say they have a really bad year this year, and they clean house, and like, you lose all the people who would stand up and say, no, we've got to keep this guy. Now, listen, people know how good Trent Williams is, but if you're cleaning house, chances are you're starting over again. And if you're starting over, are you going to want to keep a left tackle who's been hurt a lot, who makes that kind of money? So it's another reason for Trent, while if you can get more money, if that's part of what this is about, that this is the time to do it, because
right.
And listen, we are both, we're out at the spring practices. They don't have a replacement for him right now on the roster.
They don't have anything
unless Jerron Christen goes in there and has made some tremendous strides in the off season while he was rehabbing. So right now he's like, what are you going to do if you don't have Trent? You have to do something to keep him. And this is a coaching staff that sort of needs Trent Williams.
Well, and if you're Trent, look at two things. So Morgan Moses, I expect to be okay. He's coming off off-season surgery. All the other guys are still coming off surgery, and we're like not really talking about them.
Right.
But I think the right side of the tackle spot, you kind of pencil in Morgan and expect him to be okay. Behind Trent, if it's not, and I actually heard this, and I'm curious if you heard that. I've now been told it's Jerron Christen and not Jerron. I've been saying Jerron for a year, but I'm going to try to go with Jerron.
Oh, all right, well, there we go.
We'll just say Christen anyway.
Yeah.
If Christen can't play left tackle, and here's what we know, which is pretty limited, but this was a guy that some were surprised the Redskins took in the third round. He was a bit of a project. As a rookie last year, did not show the capabilities of being a starting caliber tackle in the NFL.
No.
And then he got hurt and missed the rest of the year and missed what should have been an important offseason, his first NFL offseason of getting stronger, which I think is a huge need for him, his upper body strength.
Right.
And learning kind of the pace of the NFL. Because he's rehabbing from a knee injury, I doubt he got that. So I don't expect, whether or not he opens on the pup, I don't expect him to be able to step in there day one and look the part, you know?
No, I don't either. And I think, I know in like the one game he played against Atlanta, there were some people there who kind of liked some of what they saw, just as far as like, not so much the overall results, but some of the that they felt like he had improved since his summertime and just with his footwork and all that. Now, that can be debated, and I think it's people who, the Redskins need and want to see a level of improvement from him. But you can't go into camp saying that this is what you can expect from him, because there's no way to know. And I think the other thing it does, too, is if you had to somehow stick with Eric Flowers out there, and
you're in a world of trouble.
I feel sorry for the people who just drove off the road, but if you have to stick with Eric Flowers up there, it's not only are you, he clearly hasn't shown that he can be a quality left tackle in this league, but he's also a guy that you want to play left guard. That's why they signed him.
The plan is not for him to play tackle at all.
Right. As a backup tackle, but they wanted to compete for the starting guard spot. And the only time we saw him at guard was early in the OTA sessions. And ever after that, he was always a tackle.
So because he was terrible at that. I'm sorry. When he was a tackle, he was terrible.
Right. Right. And so, but it slows down any sort of transition to guard. And sure. If that's where you ultimately want him, then you want him working there as much as possible. And the problem that I always had with his game was there was so much sloppy technique at times at tackle that sloppy technique doesn't transfer. It's not like you become more technique oriented at a different position.
Right.
So he has things that he has to learn at that spot to make him better. I mean, there are things that he has a size, he's got some strength, but he's got to get a lot of experience there. And so this not having Trent there, and if Christian is not able to go right away, then who is going to even just practice there? And
I mean,
maybe a guy that you want to left guard.
Timon Paris, like what do we start talking about is where this gets really pretty interesting. And Kaim, here's the other part of that. We can talk about, you know, Christian needs the reps and Flowers needs the reps inside, because it's a significant crash course for Eric Flowers. If they're trying to make him be a guard, he's never played guard in his NFL life, and now they're going to try to figure it out if he can in 2 weeks in Richmond, where only maybe 35% of the time are they going full speed, full pads. I don't know that crash course can get done, but what this impacts even more so is the quarterbacks. Because if it was Alex Smith coming back this year, or even a couple years ago, and this is Kirk Cousins coming back, I think not having Trent out there for a couple weeks of training camp and preseason really wouldn't hinder them. But you're talking about Case Keenum, a guy that has to learn a new offense every year because he's just been that journeyman, or a rookie in Dwayne Haskins. It's premature to jump to the, oh, they can't start Haskins unless Trent plays, because that's just too far away.
Right.
But it's
going
to significantly impact either of those guys' ability to know what their offensive line is going to look like, to know what their protections will look like, and how that impacts the offense could be tremendous.
Absolutely. And that's a good point. And especially like for a guy like Haskins, who is more of a he is more of a classic pocket passer, which means he needs a good pocket, obviously, whereas Keenum and McCoy can at least move. They can move the pocket a little bit more with them and change their launch angles with them because they are just more mobile. So clearly you want to have Trent Williams for them, but I think if they had to put in Haskins, it becomes even more imperative to make sure that he's protected from that side. And especially when you look at the early portion, any part of the schedule, but the early portion on paper right now is a difficult stretch to open the season. So that, you play into that. And then going back to the Flowers thing, Flowers at left guard I think whoever's there, you're gonna wonder about them. But when they had the whole line last at the beginning of the year, and even with Sean Laval, that guy that fans always destroyed, and listen, I'm not saying they were right or wrong on that, but
right.
he was the target. Even with him in there, the line was pretty good, but you had Trent on the other side.
Right.
So
he makes,
you know, like,
everybody
can
better.
Survive, whether it's with a Wes Martin or someone else. If you have 4/5 of that group is solid, and if Trent Williams is there next to him. But if he's not, then it's like, you know, how are you going to feel about a Flowers Christian pairing on that side, you know? And that's the thing that would be a concern. And, you know, I don't know that this gets to the regular season. I don't think that, you know,
where if you gotta place your bets, right? We'll do the old Tandler, you got 100 poker chips. I think he is in burgundy and gold for week one. I don't think he makes it to Richmond, but I think he practices by the time they're back in Ashburn. So I'd probably that's like my wager, right? I don't know if you're there.
Yeah, that's probably, you know, I haven't put a date as to when I thought he'd be back, but I think missing Richmond would make sense for him.
Because let's be honest, Kaim, players don't like going down there. Coaches don't like going down there. It's an inconvenience for them.
Yeah, and if, you know, yes, exactly.
Not that the
and
city
I,
of Richmond
and
is, but just that they have to practice and live in hotel rooms and all that stuff.
Yeah,
it's just not what they're accustomed to.
Right, and I don't think Trent would be doing this just to avoid Richmond, but I do think that the urgency is not as great early on. And here's the other thing. If he's trying to make a point, you're not making a point by just staying away for a day or two.
Right.
You know, you're making a point.
Skipping minicamp doesn't make a point.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of what I would expect. Just because, again, and then it also plays into the leverage too, you know, because the closer you get to the season and you're looking, if they're looking around and they're like, you know, you need this guy to succeed. If you want me to, if you're Jay Gruden, you got to like, listen, you want me to win this year to keep my job? I need 71.
Well, and I wonder, I mean, there's so much intrigue here because we've gotten, you know, I talked to Bruce Allen for about 2 minutes and he told me he knows what the truth is, but wouldn't disclose what that was. Jay Gruden's been sent out to talk about Trent a number of times, but all he says is, hey, I want Trent back. He's not the person in charge of contracts or medical diagnoses. I wonder if, I think we talked about this on your podcast, I don't believe Trent would have been practicing in minicamp anyway, health-wise.
Right, no, well, he's still coming back. My understanding is that he would have been unable to practice.
So I wonder if he'd be cleared now for training camp.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I've kind of heard that he would be okay, but, you know, a lot of times guys are okay and they're slowed early on. You know what
right.
I mean? You know, we've been told that about a lot of other guys. It's like, well, he's okay in a football standpoint, but he's still not good enough to go, you know, full-time in drills or whatever. So so I don't know that he would be good to go 100% right away. I can't say that. You know, so, and, you know, even with this situation, because with the medical stuff, and I've heard varying things, there's seems to be a difference as far as how the sides maybe interpret what happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think the other factor, we've talked about this, I think on my podcast, but in other times, just, you know, his Instagram picture with Antonio Brown, I'm sure was noticed by a lot of people.
Not an accident.
Yeah, and so, I mean, you know, in the spring, you kind of heard, like, you look around, it's like, Antonio Brown's doing this, he gets a new deal. Le'Veon Bell does this, he gets a new deal. So is this the landscape now of guys who, because listen, it's hard for NFL players to ever have true leverage.
Yep.
This is not like the NBA. It's really hard for them to get that.
The league's not designed that way.
Right, and if you feel like you have a smidgen of that, then maybe you try to take advantage of it right now, and especially when you laid out all the factors that you did earlier about the age, injuries, etc.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Well, just do a couple more. Do you think there's any way they'd ever trade him?
I don't think they'll get to that. I don't think they'd even explore that unless it was late August and he's unsigned and it's clear that nothing has budged. That's when I think they would look to do it. But before then, no.
And that's if they're like, all right, Trent, we're going to throw $5 million more guaranteed to 2020. Because I think the team's philosophy is, we don't need to guarantee anything else because we're never going to release you. You're coming back, and you're going to make the full $13.5 million. We don't understand the holdup. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I think the leverage only increases if he's really willing. If he's willing to ride this out to Labor Day weekend, things will get dicey.
Yes, and I think that's when when they'd have to make a decision, and I think they'd have to be reading the tea leaves to say that, well, is he, you know, players – listen, here's the other thing. You know that Trent likes his cars, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, is he really
players don't want to miss game checks, man? Period.
Yeah, is he going to start sacrificing game checks and whatever fines there might be?
But that I tell you what, Le'Veon did it, and that What Antonio Brown did was remarkable because he left a good situation, or from the exterior anyway, a good football team, a proud organization, and got his way out of the Steelers. But Le'Veon just sat and didn't get any money. And that, if guys are start to become more and more willing to do that, becomes really, really interesting. If we get there, John, holy moly, will things go nuts.
And I don't think it will get to that point, but that's just a guess. That's not a based on what someone close to Trent is saying. I mean, I've talked to people who are close to him, and so I have a feel, like I feel like I know at least some, you know, some from the medical side, some of those issues. But nobody has said, he would just take this, or they haven't hidden that. So I don't know, but I would just. Like I said, I'm not surprised at all that he's not going to be at the start of camp. I would be surprised right now if he's not there in week one or week two, depending. But I don't think they're at that point.
I did notice one thing in the tweet that I saw was Garofalo. Where is it? That he. It could be quite a while before he's back with the team, is the tweet. If you remember, a month, 6 weeks ago, some of the conversation, some of the reports were he'll never come back, he doesn't want anything to do with this team. I never really thought that was the case, and I feel like we're going to see the language kind of, I don't know, like becoming less harsh, if that makes sense.
Well, I always think it's hard to put absolutes on things.
Exactly.
When it comes to anybody, I mean, listen, and anybody, whether it's pro athletes or anybody else, you can say something, and if a team comes back and says, "Well, what about for an extra $15 million?" Oh, okay,
right. Yeah.
I don't want to just boil it down and say Trent's just doing this for the money. I don't know, until he comes out and says things. It's a lot of this is just trying to piece things together.
Yeah,
but on some level,
all of us do. Everything for the money, you work to pay bills and to acquire things you like,
and the best thing that you can have in any job situation is leverage.
Yeah, for sure.
And if this is the time he has it, because I don't know that he'll have it beyond this,
right?
And so if you're going, and again, that's not to maybe the timing is just right, because he did seem to be upset about the medical stuff, and then maybe then you're looking around the landscape and you see guys that and respect, and you feel you're at their level, and they're doing something. So why not try it yourself, and just to see if that helps. And you can still be upset about a situation, but you can say, well, at least I'm less upset now. But the other thing he'd have to do, though, is he'd have to then still work with this medical staff, and they have to work with him. So and I say that because I think there's a difference of opinion as far as what happened. And so they may have, they may not be as happy with Trent right now, and as he is, seems to be unhappy with them.
Sure, that's a good point. I wrote about this, and I'm curious your take on it. There is kind of this like Twitter rumor, I don't know, that hey, the Skins might be slow playing Sheriff's deal because they don't want to upset Trent. The reality of that situation is. Getting an extension done for Sheriff would actually free up more money for Trent because whatever the signing bonus is would be prorated out over, my guess, a 5-year, 6-year deal, and there'd be more money available right now. You see that the same way? I think we're talking apples and oranges. I don't think one has much to do with it.
Yeah, and I also think that players always like when the bars get raised.
Yeah.
And, it's not – Trent's been around long enough to know that Sheriff is getting a certain deal because his contract is up right now. Just like Trent got a certain deal a few years ago because his contract was up. And he's playing off some of the guy. He may look around and see other tackles and what they're getting and saying, well, this guy's getting this. I should be getting this.
I think the Trent Brown deal in Oakland caught Williams' eye much more than anything that happens with Brandon Sheriff.
And I think that's exactly what I'm talking about. So, I don't know that I'm going to go that far, because they've been talking, or they started a dialogue with Sheriff long ago. I know there was a long stretch where there wasn't a lot of dialogue. There were, you know, some offers, and that was about it. And it's funny because back in January, late January, somebody told me, expressed, you know, third hand optimism that that deal would get done soon. And I saw him, I was waiting and waiting. It's like, well, here, that was late January. We're here now in late July. Still nothing, but I don't know that it would just, I wouldn't put it just on that. I just, that might sound a certain, or might, you know, feed conspiracy theories or something like that, but I think that, you know, it could help Trent from the standpoint of, you know, like you said, you free up more money, but it's also like, listen, am I the if you consider me your best lineman, then you know, you can reward me. If you're going to pay him this, you can pay me that. And that, and that, then I guess that kind of is why conspiracy theorists are saying that's exactly what I'm talking about. But I don't, you know, so maybe I got to put my little tinfoil hat on.
I think you just spun yourself in a circle, dude.
I did. And I didn't mean to do that. I was like, so I got to the end. I was like, hey, that's what they're saying. Then. No, right. I don't think it's that. And I do think it's more from a broader based picture, looking around. If you want to look at the money from a broader based perspective of what, seeing what other guys have done with their leverage and feeling like this is a chance to do that again, coupled with, I was going to say, coupled with that medical stuff.
Sure. This has been a good, I don't know that this is, I can't call this an emergency pod because no. We kind of all knew this was coming, but the urgency is growing in the Trent Williams situation. John, I want to let you run if you need to go. I'm going to tell folk kind of our plan for training camp. If you want to hear what that plan is, you're welcome to stick around.
I think I will find out on the fly. Down
Good deal. Keim, thank you very much. Everybody, make sure you're subscribing to the John Keim Report. Hopefully you're subscribing to us too, but subscribe to all of them because we tend to work together on a lot of this stuff, and John is the best there is. I think you're legitimately the president of the room, right? Of the media room?
I am the president, yes.
All right.
I'm still waiting for my throne to be set up out there.
Well, you know that's not really how it works with democracies, John. It's not really a throne.
I thought that was the modern day way we're doing things.
We'll see if we can't get you a good chair. How about that?
All right. There you go.
All right.
I'll settle for some Trader Joe chocolate covered blueberries.
Somebody get Diane Cheeseboro on line
get
one.
Diane Cheeseboro. Diane, if you're listening, you know what the president wants.
All right. Thank you, Keim. I can't wait. I'll see you in Richmond, dude.
Okay. See ya.
All right. All right. And for everyone else listening, here's the plan. Daily podcasts are back. I know you guys love it when we do this. We will go as hard as humanly possible while we are in Richmond to give you guys content every day. Practice will be at 9:30 each morning. Our plan, if the creek don't rise and Tim Shovers can handle it, we will have a podcast out by 3:00 every day. Full practice report, everything going on from down there. I should have a one-on-one interview with a different player each day. It's going to be a blast. There's going to be a lot coming your way. Hopefully you guys are ready for it. You know, every once in a while we kind of tease the numbers and the momentum behind the podcast. And it is huge. And I think we will have just a monster 2019 training camp. I can't wait to see. I'm getting some tweets of folks that want to say hi. Say hi. Bring signs. The funniest signs will go up on my Instagram and on the Redskins Talk Pod Instagram. I believe we're getting really close to having to give that watch away. So I'm excited about that. It's going to be a major, major training camp, and you guys are going to be along for the ride. Anybody who's there, make sure you say hello. August 3rd, I believe, is going to be the podcast party. Still working to lock in a venue for that, but don't worry, we'll take care of that. That's what important people like AJ are in charge of doing. All right, thank you to the good folks, Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. You should do the same thing. This is not an emergency pod. It was an urgency pod, though. This Trent Williams thing is getting very interesting. Big thanks to John Keim. Make sure you follow me at JPFinleyNBCS on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And if you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.